All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. And welcome aboard right here. K1, the one you trust. And we are rocking and rolling here on our community connection today. And with us, we have Katie Wilson, who is with us today. And Katie, you're going to be the beneficiary of something called Dashing Through the Bill. Not you, but your agency. Let's talk a little bit about your agency first.
All right. I'm the Executive Director of Youth and Family Services.
Uh-huh.
We are a mental health organization that helps out the community through prevention services, mental health services, children, families, adults. And then we also have an emergency youth shelter that we serve children out there that don't have a placement to go. Usually they're in DHS custody, and we call them emergency resource centers now because we do so much more than just house them.
Mm-hmm.
And that is how this Dashing Through the Veil kind of got started, is because of our youth shelter. Mm-hmm. So,
and there is a need, and a lot of people, if it's out of sight, it's out of mind. And if you don't bother looking to see where there is a need, you're not going to find it. But it is something that is quite apparent.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Very much so. Mm-hmm. The state does fund the shelter to some point,
mm-hmm.
but obviously it doesn't cover all the costs that are incurred. And in the last 3 years, we've actually, excuse me, taken on a more role with kiddos that have developmentally disabilities and behavioral issues that are far above most of the kiddos in the state. So we found it, you know, just a passion to serve those types of kiddos because there's not a place for them to go.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've changed our whole facility, which obviously causes more costs because we have to have more staff. We have to have holes in the wall fixed. We have to have things, you know, done in there to make it suitable for those kind of kiddos.
In order, you just have to have the house right for the kids.
Exactly.
And these are special kids, and they need the everything that they need in order to help kind of move along in their quest. And not everybody understands that you can't just throw a bunch of kids in a room and pray for the best, because
right. That
I don't care what level they're at. That's not going to happen.
No.
I've raised 6 kids. I know this.
Yes.
So, and children do run up a cost, as any human being does, too.
Mm.
But especially a child, because yes. They're growing. Things wear out. Clothes wear out.
Mm-hmm.
Food goes quickly.
Yes.
Boy, does it ever.
It does. It does. That's a huge bill that we have is is definitely the eating part. But they do a great job out there to try to prepare these. I mean, our goal is that they not end up in a facility,
sure.
That they end up in a home. So if we can help them, you know, through our counseling services, through our rehabilitation
mm-hmm.
services to, you know, get them actually prepared to have a forever home.
Mm-hmm.
That's our main goal in the long run, is we don't want to see them go to, you know, what they call group homes or,
no,
you know,
you
institution type settings. We want these kids to be successful, and they can be. We've seen it happen already, and many success stories already that, you know, these kids have been able to adjust and be in an actual home.
Now, Katie, that's really got to be something when you see the light come on mm-hmm. in a kid that goes from hopeless to hopeful.
Yes. Oh, yes. When they come in and their behaviors are out of control and you know, we can't seem to think we are going to make a difference, and then months later they're just making major strides and doing amazing. I you know, we've seen some really awesome things go on out there,
and some of these kids, they're kind of surprised too. It's like, wow, this is different. But it's kind of cool. Things are a lot smoother now.
Mm-hmm.
And that light, that when it comes on, it is something.
When they have some stability and a consistent schedule and they know what to expect, it's so powerful. And our community, I think, is unique in the fact that their education system for these kids and their special ed, those teachers, I will shout out all day long, because they do amazing things mm-hmm. for our kids too. And if we didn't work in this big group setting with mm-hmm. therapists, with, you know, with our staff and with the teachers, we wouldn't be as successful as we are.
Now, we've got a group here that's really helping me out. And what's the name of the group?
The group is Leadership Bartlesville, Class of 29.
Yay!
Yay, yes. We're excited for them. So there's a class each year for Leadership Bartlesville that's Community Services Day. And they typically, that one of the class groups comes out and they visit the shelter, and they visit other nonprofits in the mm-hmm. area as well. But they come out and then they decide to do a group project. And this year we were blessed to be the recipients of that group project that they've come up with. So
now they're a creative bunch.
Yes.
What do we have for this project this year? It's called Dashing Through the Ville, but really, what is it?
Dashing Through the Ville is a very great thing for the time that we're going through right now, because it's a socially distant scavenger hunt that anybody can participate in from, I think it's November 28th through the end of December. So it's an app that they're going to have provided for everybody before the 28th, obviously, through Facebook. There's a Dashing Through the Ville Facebook page that they're going to give you this app that you can download on your phone.
Uh-huh.
You will then follow the clues to different places around the community. I believe there's about 18 stops. So you go to one stop. If you figure out the clue, you go to that stop, and there's a QR code at that stop.
Beep, beep.
Yep. You beep your phone, you get the QR code, and there comes up another clue. Mm-hmm. So most of the fundraising has already been done through sponsorships. And so this is so the community can get aware of what we do, mm-hmm. and then have a little bit of fun in the meantime. There is a little bit, like you can buy a clue for $5 if you don't know what the answer is and you want to keep going. I mean, there's little things like that, but I don't think there's going to be a lot of cost. It's more for fun for the community and awareness for Youth and Family Services. So.
Well, this sounds like a fun way to make an impact.
I hope so. I truly do. We've worked really hard to try to get out in the community because, like you said, awareness is half of the battle, and a lot of the community hasn't been aware of what we do because it is confidential. Mm-hmm. What we do out there and the kids that are out there, it's confidential, and so we can't just share, hey, we've got so-and-so. You know, we've got to be able to get out there somehow, and this is a huge, huge way to do so.
You know, this satisfies so many needs. One, we all need some fun.
Yes.
I'm just saying, 2020 has not been a fun year. Mm. So everybody needs a little fun. This is a nice little bit of fun. It's also a way to get people familiar with your agency and how it works. And also, it's a great way to help out our business community, too. Because I can tell you, not everyone's been to all 18 of those businesses. They've probably been to a dozen, maybe 15, but I doubt all 18.
Yes.
And it's a great way to find out who's there and who's doing what, and maybe make friends and perhaps establish a business relationship of some sort with these folks too. You know, just a buyer and seller, or you know, consumer of service. But anyway, this is, it really hits on all cylinders.
It does. They've done a great job to think of a great fundraiser to be able to support us and still be safe and fun for the community. And like you said, all those businesses that are going to get a stop by I don't know how many people, you know, I'm excited to do it myself with my family, you know. And like you said, to get out of the house, you can do it any time between, you know, in those dates. Mm-hmm. So it really, I mean, is a great, they came up with a great safe idea for what we're going through right now in 2020. So
Katie Wilson, you know what I've known since I've moved to Bartlesville about a year and a half ago. If there's somebody's name on a business here in town, there's usually somebody inside that business that's got the same name.
Probably.
It doesn't get much more local than that. I like that.
I love the local part. I actually, this year, I'm a part of Leadership Bartlesville 30.
Uh-huh.
I got sponsorshipped by the Young Professionals of Bartlesville because as a nonprofit, any dollars that are going to go somewhere, all I see is services, and I can't take away from the services mm-hmm. that we provide. Mm-hmm. So they were willing to sponsor me in the class because there is a cost to it. And even 3-4 months into it, however long we've been into it, I have learned and became so much more aware of the community than I've ever been. And same thing, been in this community for almost 8 years now. Like, I had no idea some of the stuff that went on, but it's so exciting.
But it's cool.
Yes. And for them, I mean, again, my class, the 30, went out to our shelter just like this happened.
Yeah.
And for them to come back and talk about how passionate the workers were out there and kind of talk about and be on the other side of listening to it, it was pretty humbling and pretty, I was very thankful for that experience.
Well, this is great. So Leadership Bartlesville is involved with this, folks, and this is, like you said, a very safe and fun way in order to raise awareness and maybe some funds here. It's called Dashing Through the Ville. And once again, you go to a Facebook page in order to download the app. Is that correct?
That is
correct. And what's the name of the Facebook page? Is it yours?
Facebook page is Dashing Through the Ville.
Okay.
So you can search that on your Facebook, go and find it. There's already been posts thanking a lot of the sponsors. There's been, you know, fun facts about, you know, youth and family services on that page. Also kind of learning about some of the staff out there. The staff have, you know, wrote why they do what they do and their passion for the job. So that's on the Facebook page, but soon they'll be putting on the page the actual, what the app is going to be for people to download and get started and be able to do this fun event. So
this really sounds like it's going to be a bunch of fun, and we want to wish everyone their great day. Thank you all you businesses who said yes, because you know sometimes it's a hard thing to do is to say yes, but in our community it's not all that hard. They usually welcome folks coming in and saying, yeah, sure, we'll help you.
That's the one thing I've learned through this whole experience too, is like how in tune, like you said, these businesses want to give back. That's one of the, even small businesses say, if you come in here and you have an ask, we're going to try to fulfill that somehow, because without our community we wouldn't be able to do this. So we're going to give back. And it's just, you know, I've always bragged on Bartlesville. I've always thought Bartlesville was great for that kind of thing, but they truly do give back. And although, like I said, the sponsors, you know, are the main income for this fundraiser, there's always the ability to give towards this fundraiser. I believe you can go to the Bartlesville Community Foundation and give a donation at any time if you still want to. And like I said, there'll be some through the app that you can donate, but there's always going to be the ability through this fundraiser to give to our kiddos. So
that is great. That is good to know, because you know sometimes with some of our lifestyles and some of our, you know, jobs, you can't always participate in the fun stuff, but we can always write a check.
Always. We like checks. Yes,
they're very good. They're very, very good. Well, Katie Wilson, I want to thank you very much for being here with us and telling us about Dashing Through the Ville, and also about Youth and Family Services.
We learned a lot.
And if folks want to know more about your agency, where do we find your agency online?
Online, you can find us on Facebook as well. We're Youth and Family Services of Washington County. Also, we have a website. It's www.youthandfamilyinc.com. So those two places, or we are located right on the highway on 2200 Southeast Washington Boulevard, right before the mall. So you can always stop in and talk to me. I'm always, you know, not always free, but I'm free to anybody who wants to come and talk to me a little bit about our agency and what they can do for us.
Very good. Katie, thank you for coming by today.
Thank you for having
me. Pleasure having you on the air. We've got more coming up, and I want to thank our sponsors, Tallgrass Motors and Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home, right here on Community Connection. Maybe this